hoping that you don't have to fool with him. I've done it. And I look up and Mo's running over to this guy and giving him a hug and a kiss, because Mo was a kisser, and said, "Man, we're glad you're back. We love you." And I knew that's the kind of AA member I want to be, and that's the kind of man I want to be. And up there having breakfast that morning with Mo, and I said, "Mo, would you mind if when I get a chance to share my story, I end with the verse to that poem?" And he said, "Oh, Steve," he said, "if you think it'll help another drum." And, you know, from that day till this, I've had the privilege of sharing that poem literally in front of tens of thousands of people. And I know it has helped another drunk every single time, because I'm the drunk that it helps. And said, "I sought my God, and my God I could not see. I sought my soul, my soul eluded me. But I sought my fellow man and found all three." And that's what Alcoholics Anonymous has been for me. Again, we hang out together this weekend, and a power shows up in a way that I can't define or comprehend. But it works in my life, and it has made it unnecessary for me to take a drink since June the 30th of 1989. And when I'm willing to let it, it affords me a life which is happily and usefully whole. And I think the reason that it's whole today is because it's useful. It's a purposeful life. You guys give me purpose by having me here this weekend. Thank you so much for your time and patience.